A California bill that could triple the number of cannabis retailers in the state has cleared early legislative hurdle. The measure would require cities where the majority of voters supported legalizing recreational marijuana to issue permits for retail sale. For more on the measure, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Beau Kilmer, co-director of the Drug Policy Research Center at RAND. Thanks a lot for talking to us today. So the bill in its current form would mandate that cities issue one permit for every 10,000 residents or every four liquor stores. The LA Times estimates that would triple the number of cannabis retailers. Can you tell us more about the impact of this?
Yeah, Rebecca, so you're correct in that right now there are probably about, there are more than 600 licensed retail shops throughout California. If this were to pass, we could add another 2,000 throughout the state. There is another aspect of this bill that's worth paying attention to, in that if a jurisdiction does decide that it wants a lower amount or it doesn't want to allow stores, they would have to put it up for vote. So in places that really don't want this, there still would be an opportunity for them to continue to prohibit the retail transactions.
Okay, and this would only apply to cities that voted yes for marijuana.
Yeah, that received more than 50% of the vote.
Okay.
And, you know, and this is controversial since the voters were told, you know, in 2016 that if you supported Proposition 64, that local jurisdictions would still be allowed to ban stores. Now, some places don't want the store, some places don't want the advertising. But so I suspect that even if this does receive at least 2/3 of the votes in both houses and ends up getting signed into law, it probably will end up in the courts.
I mean, it's not like marijuana is water or electricity, something that people need to live. So why mandate it?
I mean, that's interesting. I think especially the industry is frustrated by the small number of retail stores where they can sell their products. And yeah, more than 70% of California jurisdictions right now do not allow the retail stores.
I see. And so the assembly member who wrote this, Phil Ting, San Francisco Assemblyman, says that some local governments aren't honoring the will of the voters by holding up or refusing recreational marijuana. So I guess that would be.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why I think this is going to come down to the courts. I mean, the debate is going to center around whether or not this particular bill furthers the purpose and the intent of Proposition 64 or whether or not it violates it. And if it violates it, it would be deemed unconstitutional. And so, yeah, as I said, even if this gets signed into law, I'm sure it's going to end up in the courts.
Okay, and the violation would be where the promise was that, you know, you wouldn't be forced.
Yeah. I mean, that was the way that they were able to, that the advocates were able to get more people to support the initiative, and that, that the local bans would be allowed.
Why are there so relatively few stores open, at least in the eyes of the growers?
Well, part of it is so a lot of the jurisdictions don't want it. Also, you know, this is a process. I mean, California has been producing and selling cannabis for decades in the illicit market. I mean, it's going to take time, you know, for the fully licensed industry to kind of, you know, take hold. And, I mean, you need to think about this as a multi-year transition and realize, I mean, the retail stores only opened up in January of 2018. So that's part of the issue as well.
All right. Thank you very much for all the information. We appreciate your time. Beau Kilmer is co-director of the Drug Policy Research Center at RAND.